Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Morning, everyone. Welcome. Great to have your company on this 21st day of March after a massive round one of footy. I know you've all probably digested it yesterday, but the Wisp and I haven't. We're excited to be here to talk to you about an SEN breakfast for the Kogan Money credit card. It's packed full of value and Melbourne Airport parking. You can park at the airport from $12 a day. Have a listen to this lineup. Ben Brown from the Melbourne Footy Club is going to join us. Sam Edmonds is going to join us. Jonathan Brown and Sam
Don't
Pang
cut me off, mate.
In the studio, Whispers. They're coming
no
in.
No way, Gary.
They said they wanted to come in
no
after 8
way.
O'clock and the first time since this very successful pairing left the radio landscape. They're back in the studio with us out of 8. So we'll talk all things footy with Brownie and Pangy and have a good
Pangy.
Chat. And Panger.
Call the season off, I say. Call it off.
Whoa.
Let's wrap it up.
Why do you say that?
Well, Essendon are on top of the ladder. And do you know, for the last 23
years...
You
don't talk footy in the first half hour.
I just want to get
now you want to talk about Essendon.
I want to get a stat out. Apparently, any team that finishes on top of the ladder after round one, the last 23 years, that side hasn't missed out on getting into the finals. There you go.
Have you been talking to my man at Champion?
I don't know who I've been talking to. I heard that in the newsroom yesterday. Floated my way.
The team that finished on top of the ladder after round one
hasn't missed the finals for 23 years.
Well, no wonder you're excited. Calls throughout the morning, please. 1300 736 736. It's on the IMAR insurance open line. And the old tempo, 0433 98 11 16. She's zinging, ding, 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 ding. And already.
Look at the first text.
Send them through. Oh, yeah. All right.
We haven't decided yet.
Gavin, I'm not allowed to bring it up at this
point. No, you can bring it up. No. I'm not worried. I don't know that I want to respond yet. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, Gary.
All right,
I need to think that through.
I'll just leave it there then.
Hey, thank you to you because you put me onto the Smartless podcast, which I've been listening to.
Yep.
One of the funniest stories ever. One of the funniest stories ever George Clooney told.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching or listening to Ricky Gervais yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the two best shows. I think it's an old one. I might have been in lockdown still. They're talking about the best programs they've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
He named the two best shows that he's seen on TV, like series.
What?
Okay.
Couch?
Spiral.
Spiral?
Which is the French show I told you about, the cop show, lawyer's show, and The Bureau.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Never heard of any of them.
You need to do yourself a favour and go out and watch both those. Spiral, French cop lawyers type program, great series, and The Bureau.
I've worked out why I can't watch the ones with the writing.
Why is that?
Well, because I'm doing other stuff when I watch telly. I'm either
concentrate.
Reading or I'm writing stuff.
Concentrate.
Morning, boys. Tough night last night. We've got two boys under two, one sick.
Oh, no.
But still set the alarm early and get on the exercise bike listening to you two. Have a great day. James, welcome, my friend.
Good on you, James. Have a great day.
Join us. We miss you. It's been a while. We like talking to you. Lots to get through today.
Marky Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
He'll be up at this time of the day. I read at the weekend, he reckons that he rises at 2 a.m. to seize the day. I'm calling BS on that.
That is
no one gets up at 2:30 every day and starts working out.
Sure,
come on, Marky.
2 o'clock to
2:30 a.m. He sets the alarm for.
I reckon I first heard him talk about getting up at 4.
Right.
And now someone must have trumped him and said, "Well, I get up at 3."
Mm.
So he said, "All right, well, I'm going to get up at 2." And in another couple of months, he's not going to go to bed. He's going to seize the day that quickly. He's not going to go to bed.
Now, I hope our old mate at the back here, I asked for this the other day, so I hope he's got it. This is Hutto's call. Have you got Hutto's call of Himmelberg? Oh, he hasn't got it.
Look at him.
I gave him 3 days' notice.
Crikey.
I sent this through on Sunday, Gary.
Got nothing else to do out there.
Hard to get good people, isn't it?
Mm. Never mind.
I want to play it because I think there's something in it. I think there's something in it for you. Were you listening live when Himmelberg went up and took that mark?
What quarter was it?
It was in the first quarter.
In the first quarter?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I must have been writing notes at the time.
Well, it might have been the first quarter or the second quarter. Why do you write notes for your show?
Exactly.
Right. How did the show go last night, by the way? I forgot to ask you.
Excellent.
Excellent. The new man stepped in, Buckles.
Not for me.
Is he a suitable replacement for Rui?
Very good. We got a text from Rui. He took a picture of himself driving down one of the main streets of Texas with his hat going to a rodeo.
Right. He's missing it?
He's not done look like it to me.
So Buckles, what sort of new style did he bring to the program?
He's an in-depth man. He knows footy backwards, Bucklesby.
He does.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You don't necessarily sound very enamoured with him.
Oh, come off it. He knows football backwards. What else do you want? That's what you need on a footy show, isn't it?
Okay. I want to play this to you, though. This is the whole thing. I just want to make sure this is Hutto's whole call of it, yes? Oh, no, I need the whole thing.
Oh,
Brooks, see, I need the whole thing to set it up properly.
Go back to the hamster wheel.
Get back there. So how is he, Rui?
He's great.
Has he got an American accent yet?
No, it was a text.
So. You can't tell over the text?
No. But I've been in contact with him constantly.
Sure you can't tell over a text whether he's got an accent?
He's in very good form. The kids are in at school. He's become a bona fide Texan. I'd like to get over there and visit him.
Well, you'd have to get an invite first. I'm sure you haven't.
I've been invited.
I don't know that you have.
Now,
if you'd been invited, you'd be over there by now.
No, well, how can I? I'm working with you.
You would have gone in the off season.
I got a couple of points from the weekend.
Right. You can't go down footy track yet, can you?
No, this is ramble points. Exactly. I thought you were going too much footy for a Tuesday.
Well, I made one point about a little stat that I picked up yesterday. That was all. I've lost the remote. Can I just quickly say this too? I've lost the remote. That's why I couldn't watch your show again last night.
What do you mean you couldn't?
And you're on
watch
too
it?
Early. You're on 6:30. I get home at 7:30.
And double up at 8:30.
Yeah, I'm not staying up until 8:30.
Oh, you get home
in bed by then.
You get home at 7:30 and you're in bed by 8:30.
I was in bed by 8:20 last night, as a matter of fact.
What did you have for dinner last night?
I had some fried rice.
You had fried rice for dinner?
Yes, I did.
Did
Is
you?
That not a meal?
It's not a meal.
It had
That's
chicken.
An accompaniment.
It had a chicken in it. Big chunks chicken. Of chicken?
Oh, yeah, chicken fried rice.
No, well, it was different. Fried rice with chicken.
Well, that's different. That's substantial protein.
Are you having a crack at my chef?
No.
Sounded like
no,
it.
No, not. Anyway, do you get Uber Eats while
no.
we're on a food thing?
No, refuse.
What do you mean you refuse?
I walk up the street and I buy stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I like to go for a stroll. How does it work? You have to ring them or
how does it work?
Yeah.
You get
have they got an app?
You get on your app and you go over that.
Right.
And you push send and it'll come to you and you'll get an app.
How long before it arrives?
Depends where you order from and depends how busy it is. Anyway, it's a very good service.
Is it warm? Is
their food comes
hot?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So no problem there. My problem is once you've ordered, just the one message will do from Uber Eats. Just one.
Well,
just
they want feedback, do they?
How was your food?
Oh, no.
Again, how was your food?
Yeah.
Fred's at the door. Rate Fred. Give Fred a tip.
No.
Do you want to order again?
Yeah.
Okay. I have my food, and then I've got 17 Uber Eats messages on my phone. One whispers.
This is happening everywhere, Gary. This is a bugbear of mine at the moment, and that is the feedback that people are requiring after a service that they have delivered, which they're supposed to deliver because you're paying for it anyway.
It's extraordinary.
They want feedback. Everybody wants feedback these days.
You
never want feedback. We sit down after the show. Not once have you said to me, ever, Wisp, what did you think about my performance today?
No,
can you just write down a couple of things about the things I did well and those things I need to improve on?
I've never done that.
Have you?
You're right.
And you'll never will you?
No, probably not.
Because you're confident enough in your own ability
because I know if I'm Scheisenhausen, you'll tell me. This is another observation from the weekend. You know, people, this happens all the time. People sit in their car talking on their phone through their car.
Yeah.
And they got the car off. Do they know that everyone can hear what they're saying? Do they know that when you talk with your car off?
Yeah, I occasionally do this.
Yeah, there's Wisp going, oh, what about that dickhead who said this? And you know what I'm talking about. You know, what about that? Well, if you're in your car, I'm hearing all that. I mean, I listened to a lady the other day talk about her daughter and her relationship with her boyfriend.
Well, that's interesting, Gary. That's a very interesting observation.
Just be aware, if you're in that situation and you're talking in your car, parked, everyone's listening. Everyone can hear it.
I don't listen into people's conversations, but you rarely, when you're walking past people, and you know, I walk a lot, so you often hear people talking when they're on the phone or they've got their AirPods in or whatever they might be doing, whichever device they might be using. People are always talking about relationships. Like, that is the main topic of conversation.
Well, that's
I don't
fine.
Think people talk about anything
that's
else.
That's absolutely fine. You can talk about what you want, but just be cognizant of the fact that everyone can hear what you're saying.
Did you bang on the window?
No, I stayed and listened.
yeah, we've got it now. I want to play this, okay? So this
what's your point?
Well, I want to play this, and then we want to pull it apart a little bit, okay? Oh. I want to have a little bit of back and forwards with you after this, all right? Okay. So this is it, and then we'll stop it sort of like halfway the second time we played, okay? This is it in full. Hutto calling the great mark by Himmelberg.
Iden goes for the height on the wing. A massive leap from Harry Himmelberg. Exalted Heights stands to attention and drags down a magnificent mark.
That's one of the great sits ever.
We'll stop it there, okay? Oh. This is what I reckon happened. I reckon he got halfway into calling that Hutto, and then he's realised, this is actually really big. This might be the biggest mark of the year.
This is bigger than I started to go with.
This is bigger than I started with, and I'm going to have to put a little bit of extra on the end of this because this could be winning mark of the year.
And then my voice
is going to be over this forever. I just have a listen again to it.
Iden goes for the height on the wing. A massive leap from Harry Himmelberg. Exalted Heights stands to attention.
I thought he hit a nice note early.
Early he did.
He went right, and then you're right. I think he went up
for a
very good mark, and then he turned it into Hutto went into turbo mode.
It might have been his Mike Williamson Jezza type moment.
Well, that's the quality. 13! That's the quality of Hutto. He was able to go from about 110, which his calling is at, to 180.
I just got a text message. We're talking about,
A
text message, people listening into phone calls, right?
Yes.
And this person has sent one through. My wife wants to write a short story based on conversations I heard while I was walking around the tan.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good
one. How many laps would you need to do before you picked up enough to write a book?
Not many. Or if you don't get enough information, I'll tell you where to go.
Where?
Around the supermarket car parks. You'll get some of the best fodder you could ever hope for walking around the supermarket car park.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
What other observations did I have here?
What else you got me for? You're going to talk about the turf or are you going to talk about that later?
Well, that's footy-ish.
Okay.
It's not really ramble. I returned a pair of runners by post the other day.
Oh, no. How do you do that?
That's exactly my point, right? I ordered them.
Mm.
What I thought was the right size. That's another point. Mm. Yeah, trying to get your size right on any shoe when you order over the intranet. But anyway, they sat there, this box sat in my bottom of my, at the bottom of my bedroom. I looked at it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't even know what to do.
Too late now.
Nikki was away. I had no idea. And then I thought, the time was running out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went up and I got online.
Yep.
It was the easiest thing I've ever done. Easiest whispers. I got the box. You just download while you're returning it, you know, because the size was wrong. And then there's a thing you can either print your own ticket out or you just push on and it gives you like a barcode.
Right.
Walked into the post office. I thought I was going to be there for half an hour, you know. I'm thinking, this will be a process. Lady said, oh, what are you doing? I said, I've got to send these back. She goes, yep, grab that bag, $2.50. In they went. She scanned my phone. It printed out the ticket on the bag. Gone.
Right.
I was out in a minute.
Were they the wrong size?
Yeah.
Right, so then you've asked for another size? Have they?
No, well, then the process is a bit convoluted.
Okay, what happens then?
You've got to get a refund.
What, you can't just ask for another size? They've got to refund you, then you've got to do another order?
Apparently, yeah.
Right. Are you going to do that or not? Or
I did it.
You're going cold on it?
No, I did it.
What sort of shoes were they?
Well, none of your business, because you'll copy.
Were they Adidas?
No.
Are you still with Adidas? Because
yes,
I've
of course
started
I'm with
to
Adidas.
See you just waver a little
bit. No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
No, what?
I've seen you wearing other things. Or not allowed to talk about it. Are you an Adidas
thongs?
Ambassador, are you?
No. Thongs.
Are you on a deal?
No, I'm not on any deal.
Hand on heart.
Hand on heart.
Well, you won't put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart and tell me that you're no longer an Adidas ambassador.
No, no, no.
That's on your shoulder.
I'm happy to be an Adidas ambassador. Get involved in the
team. I've gone to the dark side.
Where have you gone?
I've gone to NIKE, I think.
I've always
been an Adidas man.
You're a runner floozy. I was going to say whore, but that would be a bit.
I sleep around a bit. Yeah.
You got New Balance.
Yep.
You got Nike.
Yep.
You've got On.
Yep.
No, you haven't got On.
I haven't got On. No, I'm not
you
on.
You wanted
on.
To get On.
I'm not on. No.
0439 11 16. Jump on. Big show. Brownie and Panger coming in after 8 o'clock.
Wow.
So that'll be good fun. excuse me, Ben Brown from the Demons. And your questions and texts, and we'll get serious about footy soon too. We're going to have the final word. Everyone's had their say, which is great. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Corn and King and Jared and King.
Yep.
Corn and Bucks.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but this will be the final word. Yeah. Hey, Richard Wilkins is about to marry for the fourth time too. I want to know when we come back whether or not you've received the invitation. You good buddies.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Can you cut that mop weed out and just go straight to the thing?
Can I?
No, Dunstall. Like, I like our new song, but I don't like...
Which bit don't you like?
No.
Hang on, just play it again. I just need to find out exactly which bit it is that you want to knock off. That bit.
Yeah. And then all back, let's just start with that.
Oh, you want to cut that bit out?
I don't like that neck bit.
What don't you like about it?
Well, I want to start dancing and singing.
Then the whole thing's taken out of context then.
Well, bad luck. Nathan's in Greensboro. Hey, Nath.
Whispers, how are you?
Good. Yeah, we're good, Nath. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. I love your podcast, The Rabbit Hole. I'm just having trouble with the latest episode loading. So I was wondering if you could tell the story of Gary on the Today Show or share the audio.
Oh, dear, Nath. I can't, Nathan. I break into a cold sweat. I can't.
You can't, Nath.
You're going to have to go to the Rabbit Hole. I can't do it again. It was just too traumatic for me. Good on you, mate.
Have you had any feedback about it or not?
Have I?
About the story?
Well, yes. In fact, a lot of people thought I handled it pretty well.
I thought you did, actually. It was a lot better. I've got to say, it was a lot better than I thought at the time, looking back at it hearing it again.
Thanks.
Are you going to Dickie's wedding or not? Or are you going to go
to the next one? When is it?
I don't know. It's soon. He's only 68. He looks sort of pretty cool. Well, I thought he might have been in his early 70s, Dick.
What's this married to number what?
This is number 4. He's marrying a lovely lady. She's a flight attendant.
And how old did you say he is?
He's 68.
Rupert Murdoch's 92. He just married again. He's got plenty of good years left.
Did he marry again?
Well, that's according to Ross off the temper text.
Right. Okay. Well, he's got a couple up his sleeve. Okay, well, if he's on 4 at 68, by the time he gets to Rupert's age, which is 92, he should have about 7 behind him, do you think? They'll speed up now.
Yeah. Gee, there's a lot of messages coming through about one topic in particular, but I'm not going there. Unless...
You can read them. Gaz, TJ Whack the Wisp on the Sunday Footy Show. Is our man going to fly the flag? Feels like a line in the sand.
I've got my coffee. I'm waiting for the Wisp to respond to Chompers' attack on him on Sunday. Don't cop it. Does the Wisp have a reply for Chomps? Not on the treatment old tight ass Tony gave. Well, I know.
I don't think it's for me. I don't think
it's certainly not
well,
for
I
me.
Well, I need some advice.
I'm not involved.
What do you think?
Leave it.
Yeah. I'm of
those
that
days. We've been there.
That's a bit old for us, isn't it?
It's old hat for us. It's a little immature, maybe.
I'm too mature now.
I know you are.
I've turned over a new leaf.
Hey, the rabbit.
Last year, maybe. Maybe I would have responded last year. There was a time last year, maybe a month last year, maybe July, August, September I would have.
Maybe later in the year you might.
October, I'd wisened up. And I'm not going there.
I saw the clip. There might be a AFL senior coach that might not be so magnanimous.
Did they ever crack at him about his teeth?
Yes.
What did they do?
Well, just mentioned it.
Is it a comedy show or is it a footy show?
No, but they were very critical. Another coach belittling a reporter recently.
Right.
So it was interesting, I thought.
I haven't seen Bevo. I heard him the other morning when we had him on. I thought he might have been having some work on his tooth. Around some work on his teeth.
Anyway, that's.
Has he had a tooth replacement
don't think
or something?
Laugh at a female coach. I doubt very much whether they'd do that. But anyway.
No, they wouldn't. But anyway.
Get involved on the 40 Winks text. The consumer's choice when a tempered mattresses, pillows, and adjustable bases conforms to the exact shape of your body. Have you ever had this happen?
What's that?
Our man, our producer, went to the footy on the weekend. Mad Bulldog supporter. Took his little girl, Harriet, who is a mad football. How old is Harriet? She's three.
Yeah.
She's crazy on footy.
Well, she'd have no choice, would she?
So decked out in the Bulldogs gear, rocked in, and then Brooksy said, come on, we'll go and get a badge.
Mm.
So they went up to the badge, I don't know,
stand.
And she goes, yep, I'll have a Cozzy picket, please.
No.
Yep.
She didn't.
She wanted a Cozzy Pickett match. She loves Cozzy Pickett.
Our kids, aren't they magnificent? They are magnificent. Aren't they magnificent? Because we had Carl took Frankie and Winnie and Huxley to their first game, or Huxley's first game of the weekend. Like, well, all they wanted to do, they didn't want to go until Waller had come on the ground.
Oh, really?
So they just hung in there until Waller came on.
Well, they was well worth the wait.
Oh, was it ever? Isn't that crazy? Like, there are things about the game that make you feel good, yeah. And that is one of those things that make you feel good about the game, isn't it? Like the adulation and the connection that fans have to certain players.
Yeah.
And it's right across the competition. Like, everybody, every club has their favourite type players, and he's just one of those.
Yeah.